That is my absolute favorite song. I don't know about you guys, but I love that song. We got to sing that 3 times this past weekend, which was pretty great. What was really cool was they were teaching new songs at Sunquest this past weekend, and our group already knew all of them because we learned them from Praise and Harmony, so that was pretty cool. There was only one that we didn't know, but I'm sure Slate's got that on cue for us in the next couple of weeks. But good morning. Glad to have you guys with us this morning. It's great to see all of you here. Also, want to make sure we welcome our online audience. We're going to be doing things a little bit differently this morning. I want to give you guys an update about what happened this past weekend at Sunquest. First of all, I just want to say thank you to all of you guys that have come and talked to me about Sunquest. The amount of people that have come up and asked me on Wednesday and then even today has been absolutely overwhelming. It is great to be a part of a church that allows so much focus to be shifted towards the youth. And I just want to thank everybody who sponsored a kid, sponsored a meal or an activity, or even just prayed for us this week or encouraged some of our kids to go and participate, because you guys helped to make last weekend's a absolute fantastic success. Everybody loves stats, so I'm going to share some with you if that's okay. When I was told about Sunquest, because this is the first time that I've ever been or heard about it, I was told to expect 500 to 600 teenagers to be there last weekend, and that is fantastic. That is absolutely phenomenal. But I'm here to tell you that there were 1,100 people there last weekend to be able to praise and worship God. 51 congregations participated from around Florida. We even had some that were being pulled in from outside of Florida that came as well. And if you liked that number, we had 5 people who gave their life to Christ last weekend. So it was just absolutely fantastic. It was a great weekend. I was very glad to be a part of it. And we took 20 from our own congregation to be able to go. If you see anybody up here this morning with their shirts on, make sure you talk to them after service today. Ask them about their experience, because I'm sure that they would just love the attention that you would give to them. It's a joke. Teenagers don't like attention. But still, you can go up. You can talk to them. I'm sure they'll begrudgingly answer all your questions for you. So we flooded the Rosen Center, like I said, 1,100 teenagers. Ryder was not there, though. He's obviously a little upset about that. But there were 1,100 teenagers. We absolutely flooded the Rosen Center. It was super awesome being in just that environment there the entire time, just surrounded by other churches and other godly people. You would have thought that with that many teenagers that we would have gotten noise complaints or, you know, at least complaints of some sort, people running through the halls and everything. We actually got compliments. Sunquest received compliments, and the front desk even came and told our leading staff that there was just this overwhelming amount of people that said that it was so great that the people of Sunquest were helpful, they were kind, they were encouraging, they were polite and respectful, and they said that it is just so great to see this next generation on the right path. And so that was pretty amazing as well. Here's our group of 20 playing mini golf. We had lots of free time activities and exercises and stuff, which I'll get to in just a second, but our group, even just by itself, had a lot of little God moments last week where we, just by being there and being a part of Sunquest, had these opportunities to share the name of God, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. The very first person that we met, we had to get some help to take all of the food up to our hotel room, and we had a valet named Casey, and Casey spoke to both me and Julie and some of the kids. And I mean, I'm pretty sure he would have come home with us. He's been looking for a church home for a while, and hopefully he'll end up making it over here. He says he gets scheduled on Sundays a lot, and that's quite a long drive. But be praying for Casey, because we had a great conversation with him. But even just by wearing our shirts and sticking together as a group, I mean, we met fencing players on the elevator that we got to share Jesus with. There was a group of people from the Cayman Islands that had come together for their 50th high school reunion. And we got to share gospel with them and tell them what we were doing there. They were on our floor, and so obviously they had a lot of foot traffic going in and out. But we got to talk to them about that, which was really cool. And then even after we had gotten back home, we went to CRISPR's to eat with the group right before parents came and picked them up. And there was an elder couple that was in line behind our group, and they started asking our kids questions. And then the older gentleman came up, and he sat at our table with us for probably about 30 minutes and was just talking to us about everything. And what was really great, though, was he had asked the kids first, and then he came to me and Julie and was like, these are some good kids. They know their stuff. He was asking them why they went and, you know, whether or not they were just going to have fun. But everybody's responses, he said, absolutely shocked him. So great job on you guys for talking to him and answering him as well. But yeah, it was fantastic, and I'm super, super glad to report that we had a great time while we were there. We also had a lot of funny moments. I put together a photo scavenger hunt for the kids to do in free time. And that was hilarious. Man, are those some funny pictures. There's hundreds of them, so it's going to take me a while to get all of them to where you guys can see them. But my favorite that I do want you guys to see is the human pyramid with strangers. In case you haven't noticed, these two people down here do not go to our church. And this old man over here, he is also not a part of our church. But I thought that was pretty funny. They were running around the hotel center the entire time. That was my favorite photo from that. I also learned that I can fit roughly 14 of the big marshmallows into my mouth, and I can still speak. They had this, I want to make sure the audio is not on that. Can you go back to that last one and play the video, but make sure there's no, I think I turned the audio off. But anyways, they had this competition where they brought in all of the youth ministers, and I wasn't planning on participating. But Ashton, one of our teenagers, picked me up and literally walked me to the stage and presented me to the people. And so they were like, that's dedication from the youth group right there. So they brought me up. Can we go back to that video? Is that okay? Just for a second so I can embarrass myself for just 2 seconds. But anyways, yeah, so I took second place. Beef took first place. You guys probably remember he came and spoke here a couple of weeks ago on a Wednesday night. But I mean, it was Beef. So like I gladly accepted defeat. So that's okay. But it's a pretty funny video. I'm sure that the kids, it's okay. We don't have to play it. I'm sure the kids would love to show you. Beth McDonald has also seen it somehow. She was asking me about it on Wednesday. So I'm sure she would love to embarrass me a little bit about that as well. But man, there's so many stories that I could tell you guys if I had time for this morning, but that's not what I'm up here for. I could tell you that Addison doesn't know how to use paper towels, which is just astonishing. I could tell you Charleston is unnaturally good at mini golf, even though she doesn't even try, and it's very unfair. I could tell you that Pharrell throws a mean left hook in Ninja, and you do not want to be against him. And I could tell you that Garrett cleans up pretty nice when he wants to, so... But a lot of funny stories. We had a great time. It really was fantastic. Overall, great weekend. I'm so thankful for everyone's support. I appreciate you guys being such a supporting congregation. I seriously cannot say thank you enough. But I don't want you to just take my words for it, because I can get up here and I can talk and I can tell you whatever I want to. I want you to hear some of the words from our kids in our youth group. So I've got a couple of reviews that they've written down of Sunquest that I'd like for you to hear. Kylie Taylor writes, God is so good. Sunquest really showed me a lot. It put things into a whole different perspective, and it made me realize how good that God really is. This was by far one of the best experiences that I've ever had. This trip also showed me how one service can change a person. 5 people got baptized, and it was so amazing to watch and to be there for them. Us as Christians, we're all one big community, and Sunquest really showed me that. And I hope that this inspires other people to come, because it was truly a blessing for me to be there. This weekend just put so much joy in my life, and the people that I met were amazing. I'm so blessed to be able to come and worship with my church family and brothers and sisters in Christ. This weekend will forever be memorable, and I will forever be thankful for this trip. Charleston Moore writes, my experience at Sunquest was great. I love any event that betters the relationship of the youth group, helping us to grow closer to each other and to God, and Sunquest was perfect for both of those. I got to know some of the younger kids better, and I really appreciate Luke's efforts to make sure that everyone felt welcome and a part of the family. The classes were by far my favorite part, and I wish they would have lasted longer. And I want to thank all of the people who supported us, kids, verbally and financially, because you guys don't know how much that it means to us. Ellery Spicio writes, I haven't been able to go to Sunquest for a couple of years now because of COVID and Hurricane Dorian a few years ago, but this year we were blessed to attend. I realized not only have I physically missed being in a community filled with Christians my age, but also my spirituality has missed it too. It's so refreshing to have a visual example that there are so many other people just like me that could be going through the same things and the same problems that I'm having maintaining my faith as a teen. It's so encouraging to see everyone going through spiritual growth as we're all going into our adulthood together, despite all of the worldly problems and the challenges that we run into as teenagers. It gives me hope that there will continue to be Christians leading others to Christ in the future. And Pharrell Duguzon writes, "The SunQuest trip with my youth group was the first time that I had gone, and certainly hope that it will not be the last. Coming into the trip, I had no expectations of what the convention would be like, except that there would be kids from Florida, so it would be a recipe for disaster. But by the end of the trip, however, all things went well. I came to love the convention with all the fun games, the songs, the speakers that we had. Ken Medema wowed me with his skill, despite being blind. And Stephen Maxwell brought all the attendees together to worship God in song with his voice. And the keynote speaker, Jason Darden, spoke to everyone in the group while keeping my full attention. With our SunQuest also came some encounter classes. Kenny Payne was a missionary to Ukraine, and he drew parallels from his own experience, calling from the story of Moses. Corey Stoom used Disney's Beauty and the Beast to show us how we can find biblical concepts in places where we would never expect to before, as long as we can find them if we look close enough. And Jimmy Devine reminded me of the importance of looking to God in moments when I feel alone, and I should try to find help if I were in a crisis. As a youth group, we played fun scavenger hunt, where I got to see how everyone works together in order to accomplish a task, and mini golf, where I got to see the competitive side of my youth group. Competitive is in quotation marks, by the way. Competitive side of my youth group. I'm happy to say that I had the opportunity to attend SunQuest, and I look forward to being able to attend it in the future. So thank you guys for all of your support, because this is obviously doing something great for our youth group and helping us grow. I do have one more that I want you to hear from, though, but this one I want you to hear directly from the source. So Derek, if you would, come on up here. This is Derek. He is one of our seniors this year. He's been coming for, I guess a little over a year, right? I want to grab that chair. Little over a year, consistently since December. He started coming last summer. If you don't recognize him, it's probably because you've mistaken him for me at some point, because we both wear glasses, we both wear black hats on Wednesday nights, and we wear the same type of attire. We both usually wear gym shorts and the first t-shirt that we find in our closet. And which I actually find this part really scary. We actually drive almost the exact same vehicle. It's terrifying. We both drive this weird shaped blue vehicle, but it's crazy. So anyways, this is Derek. If you guys haven't met him yet, but I brought Derek up here this morning because this was his first spiritual youth trip that he's come on with us. He's come on several other trips with us, but this was his first biblical-based, spiritual-minded trip. And so I want you guys to hear his perspective from SunQuest. So I got a couple questions for you. First question, what was your experience like at SunQuest? How would you explain it to all of these people who have never been before?
To be completely honest with you, it's got to be one of the most difficult but easiest things to explain. And what I mean by that is when you step through the building for the first time and you really get to see all of those people that are there for the same things you're there for, and even those that are just kind of on their own little adventure, it's really interesting to, it's like a feeling. You can feel the presence of God in the room the second you step through the door. And it's something that everyone should get a chance to experience at some point.
That's awesome. Second question for you. What was your favorite lesson that you learned while you were there, and how are you going to apply that going forward?
Oh, goodness. That's a hard one, because there was a lot of really good lessons, but one thing that Jason Darden's had said was, sometimes you have to tell your feelings to be quiet. That is a lesson I will definitely take with me probably throughout the rest of my life, because sometimes, you know, you get stuck in a constant spin and you don't really pay attention to what God's trying to tell you, and you let your feelings get the best of you, and so it's best to sometimes just set them aside and really sit down and listen to what God's trying to tell you.
Yeah, and that's great, especially to have weekends like SunQuest where we can kind of block out the things that are going on in our lives and just have like that soul set focus to just learning more about God and growing closer to Him. Third question for you, what has your life been like post-SunQuest? I mean, it's been a week now, so what's your life like now?
Interesting. And what I mean by that is, before SunQuest, I didn't really take into account all of the people that would walk up and ask about church. They'd ask about, you know, they'd ask about God and, like, the reasons why I go to church. And it wasn't until after SunQuest that I really started to think more about it, I guess you could say. Like, I've began to really take more account into the people that ask those kinds of questions and the reasons why they might be asking them. And it just kind of makes you take more consideration into the things that they ask you. I mean, for instance, I went to SunQuest set on the idea that I was going to go into medical field, go into neurology and potentially become a neurosurgeon. But after leaving SunQuest, something changed, and I'm really, really set on potentially going into youth ministry now.
That's fantastic. Did you guys hear that? Went to SunQuest as a neurosurgeon, came back as a youth minister. That's amazing. So glad to hear that. I haven't mentioned our theme yet, because I did that on purpose. I was really hoping that you would share the conversation you had with your grandmother before you even came to the trip. So would you mind sharing that story?
I wouldn't mind at all.
Okay.
So this was about a week before, week and a half maybe, before we started going to SunQuest. I was talking to my grandmother. And it was just me and her, you know, the rest of my family was with my mom and everything at the time. I can't remember why I was over there now. But we started talking about careers and everything I wanted to do in the future. And what really stuck with me now that, like, I start to think about it more was when I was talking to her about the medical field, I still remember what she said. She had said, she goes, yeah, the medical field sounds great and all, but what are you going to do if you're halfway through college or even halfway down your life and God kind of picks you up and puts you somewhere that you never thought you'd be? If he just kind of tells you the medical field's not for you, even though that's what you've been working on for so long. And I didn't even really think about it until after coming back from SunQuest.
Because coincidentally, the three lessons that we learned from our keynote speaker were, I am listening, I am calling you, and I am with you. So it just kind of seemed a little too perfect to be any sort of a coincidence. But, you know, it's so cool because we get to hear stories and things about, like, people's lives who have been changed through, you know, stories and illustrations that Slate gives on Sunday morning. But it's so much different whenever you get to witness it live in action. And it's something that's happening here at our church, in our youth group right now, and maybe even in some of your lives as well, where you had this idea of who you were going to be and what you were going to do. And, I mean, Moses was 80 years old whenever he was called. And so don't think, just because you guys are retired out there, don't think that you're done, because this is a plug for our leadership class, by the way. Come back tonight at 4. But don't think that your plan is always going to be exactly the way that you've got it set in mind, because God has always got something cooking in the works, and he always knows more than we do. So, but yeah, big things are happening right now at Central, and I'm just so thankful for all of you guys, all of your support, helping us grow God's kingdom here just one soul at a time. I can't encourage you guys enough to come up and talk to our youth group afterwards, introduce yourself, get to know some of them, because I know it's hard trying to keep up with everything that we do. There's so much that's going on every month, and I'm sure you see pictures every once in a while of stuff, and it's like, my goodness, how do they do it all? Come talk to them. Come talk to me. I'd love to talk to you guys about everything. Well, I pulled Derek aside after SunQuest. We were unloading everything on Sunday afternoon, and we were talking about his decision to try and transition from straight on going to be a neurosurgeon to now youth ministry. What's going on? And I said, well, I mean, you know, I'd love to help you figure out whether or not you would like to have this be, you know, your full-time thing. And so I pulled him aside after we had gotten back on Sunday, and I asked him how he would feel about a trial run this morning to see how he would feel, if he would feel comfortable in the pulpit. And to my surprise, he jumped right on board. And he said he would absolutely love to. And this is coming from the guy that I had to beg and plead to get up to just say a prayer at our last youth-led service. And so your surprise this morning is that Derek is actually going to be preaching our lesson to us. So he's going to be delivering the rest of the message. So if you would, just give him your full attention. And I will completely turn it over to you, Derek.
All right, so I'm not going to lie, I'm probably more nervous than any of you sitting out there right now, but we're going to get through this. So I just want to start with touching on the fact that what Luke had said, thank you to everybody that made this trip even possible. If it wasn't for all of y'all's support and all of y'all's help, it probably wouldn't have happened, and I'm very thankful that it did. So I guess a good place to start would be just the environment. The environment of SunQuest as a whole and like the lessons that we can take away from it. And starting with that would be obviously, you know, the theme, which is I am. It's all over our shirts. But going into SunQuest, many of us didn't know what to expect. We just kind of showed up and was like, well, we're here, so what do we do now? And the one thing I definitely want to say is that the colleges that were there, which was Harding, Faulkner, and there was a few others, they also made an impact, reaching out to all the different kids that were there just to really push whatever they're looking out for. And my personal experience was with Faulkner University, which is located in Montgomery, Alabama. I spoke to them a lot while I was there, and it really made a definite impact on my potential decision to go into youth ministry as well. And so with the theme, though, the one thing that they very much stressed was that God calls us. God is, he's sending us, he's with us, and he's always listening to us. And to start with that, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And so I'm reading from NIV. So it's probably going to be a little bit different, but should be about the same. And Exodus chapter 3, 13 and 14 says this. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. And the first thing you can take away from this is that, you know, why would God not give a name, right? Like, why is the first thing he says is I am? God says I am because when you look at it like this, I mean, God is God. There's no other below him. There's no other above him. And so people, when they hear that, somebody probably thought he was crazy when Moses came up to all of them and said this. But to many, it was like a message of a relatable message because he was able to walk up to these people confidently and tell them this after Moses repetitively came up with excuses as to why God should not have chosen Moses, such as in Exodus 4, verses 2 and 3. Then the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? A staff, he replied. The Lord said, throw it on the ground. Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it. See, in most of our struggles and most of the problems that we face today, a lot of us are like Moses. We hear what God wants us to do, and we see what God is pushing us to do, but our first thought in our head is, why me, God? Most of us don't think, oh yeah, let me just jump straight on that and, you know, just go halfway across the country and do whatever he wants me to do. No, most of us question it. And God will still put you where you need to be, whether you want to or not. And a lot of us try to be like Moses as much as we can, but in all reality, we have to quit making excuses. We have to kind of just face the fact that God is calling us to do something greater than what we could have ever have imagined, just being here on a daily basis. And someone that also really touched on that is Kenny Payne, and he was one of the speakers that I went to. His theme was, I am on a mission. And he talked about his time in Ukraine, and it really just really kind of pushes you to realize that God's always trying to talk to you, but it's up to you if you're going to actually hear him or not. And whenever you sit there and you look at him or you listen to him and you just completely deny what he's trying to tell you, he's going to put you there anyway. So you might as well listen the first time. And something else, Griffin Elkins, had his theme was, I am what you made me. Because a lot of us struggle with that. We look in the mirror and the first thing we think is, I am nothing like what I should be. God says I'm this, but I feel like something completely different. And on a personal level with that, we all go through struggles, and we all go through ups and downs in our lives, and most of the time it can be a little difficult to reach out to someone when you need something. And that lesson right there just kind of, it's like a wake-up call, that no matter what you see in the mirror when you wake up, God sees in you the things that you could never imagine. And to add a little light to this, Jimmy Devine, his lesson was called I Am Sad and Alone, and trust me, it is not as bad as it sounds. I know it sounds terrible, but he really made an impact as well, because the first thing you hear when I am sad and alone is, uh-oh, what is this guy going through? But in all reality, it's not what you think, because when you sit there and you sit and listen to his lesson, most of us going through a struggle think that we're the only ones going through it. We don't think about the other people that are going through the same thing and all these people that God have helped get through the same thing we're going through in that moment. And it really just puts an impact on your life, because the first thing you think is, well, I'm going through this and no one else I've talked to is, so why don't I just, you know, sit here by myself and think about it by myself? But if you involve God in all that you do and involve God with everything that you're currently doing or working on, great things will happen and great things come from that. And at the end of the day, you're never going to be alone. You might be a little sad here and there, but God's always going to be there to lift you up when you get to that point in your life. And just, I'm going to be honest with y'all, that conference has got to be the first time I've ever cried when singing a song. I sat there singing, and I'm looking at Luke and Julie, and I'm like, why are there tears running down my face right now? And it was just different to finally be in a room where people go through the same thing you're going through. They understand the things you're going through, and it's people that you can talk to about quite literally anything. And some of these people, you know, they're complete strangers. You don't know these people. You don't know their past. But they're so open to talk about the things they've been through, and it's kind of a wake-up call that no matter what, God is always going to be there and put you with people that need to be in your life, and God will always guide you down the path that he needs you to go down. And so being in that conference room and seeing the thousand some odd kids that were in there that all have been through similar things or going through similar things, it's just, it's awakening is what it is. And it's really that final push that you need to say, enough is enough. It's time to make that final step for Christ. And SunQuest just taught me a lot, and it taught me that sometimes you have to listen more to God than you do on your own understanding. And it's like Luke had said, you know, don't lean on your own understanding. You follow what God wants you to follow, and you do as God wants you to do. And sometimes we want to ask questions, but we also have to understand that it's best to not. To just walk down the path he wants us to walk down and don't question it. And that's like Isaiah 6, 8 says. If I can find it. And I can't find it. Oh, never mind. I found it. There we go. While I'm flipping over there, I do want to say this. Something else that David had talked about, or sorry, not David, but Jason had talked about while we were there, besides, you know, the tell your feelings to be quiet, is he said that something he does on a daily basis and something that'll help you get through your days is a proverb, a promise, and a prayer. And, you know, the first thing you think is, well, what do you mean by that? And, well, there's, what, 31 some odd proverbs? Well, how many days are there in our longest months? So read one a day. Make that promise to God each day. And say your prayer each morning when you wake up. That will help you get to where you need to, because sometimes a lot of things that we struggle with is we wake up and the first thing we think isn't, how am I going to follow what God wants me to do today? The first thing we think is, what is today going to bring? And we start thinking of the struggles that we're going through, or we instantly start thinking of the bad thoughts that we're going through, or just anything that we've been dealing with in the past, and we start to wonder, why me? But those moments are also what lead you to where you are today, to the places you've been and the people you've met. And Isaiah 6:8 says this, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me." Sometimes we need to be like him instead of like Moses, where we question it. And it's best to really think about, or not even think, just do. Because a problem with us today is that we think too much. And when we think about it, we think ourselves out of the situation. And instead of just following God, a lot of us, especially me, at a lot of times will just think until thinking is all you have left. And so I just want to, you know, really touch on the fact that every day, with especially today being 9/11, it's really good to think about why God has us here today and why we're here. So I do want to say thank you one more time. Thank you all for allowing us to go there and allowing us to experience what we experienced and just allowing us to be there in general. So last thing I have to say is this. Try the proverb, the prayer, and the promise. You don't have to do it all the time, but at least try it sometimes. I tried it the second I left, and I will say I have not stopped since. It's definitely helpful, and it'll get you through each day with a smile on your face. And so I just want to say thank you once again. And to close out, if any of you are feeling like you've been moved or you've been acting like Moses lately, try to wake up and be like Isaiah. Follow that. And if any of you have any prayer requests or anything that you need, just feel free to come forward as you join us in song.